Guys, Mother's Day is May 8th. I know, it sneaks up on you every single year. But look, you've still got enough time to order mom the best flowers of her life from Buxx.com. Buxx flowers are, in a word, absolutely gorgeous. They're grown at an eco-friendly farm on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano. But that means that the blooms are larger, the colors are more vibrant, there's better soil there, and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet. So order from Buxx.com today, because if you wait until the last second, you get second-rate flowers. And your mom knows second-rate flowers. They're the crappy ones that come from a massive online outlet, or the little limp ones snuggled next to the green onions at the grocery store. So your mom really does deserve gorgeous flowers. And if you get them from the Buxx, that's exactly what she will get. So, Buxx prices start at a mere $40. No upcharges, no extra fees, and even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Buxx. Listeners of our wonderful show will save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Buxx.com and enter promo code LADY. That's Buxx.com, promo code LADY. Buxx.com, promo code LADY.
World, and welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. Today, as always, I am joined by two of my most beautiful, wonderful best friends on the entire planet.
I thought you were going to say the entire internet.
In the entire universe.
You didn't even say who you are.
Oh, it's Greta.
Oh, hey, Greta.
Hi. Hi, it's me, Greta. I'm here with Jillian Lowe, who are just, you know, the lights of my life, looking so fresh-faced and bushy-tailed today.
Because I had a beauty burst.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
They're gross.
We're talking about beauty today.
If you got sponsored by Beauty Burst, I would be so gel.
And that voice that you hear chirping in to
soft
join us in
an
a
angel.
Discussion of beauty is the most beautiful, another one of my best friends in the universe, near and dear to my beautiful heart, and her beautiful heart, Miss Anna Speckhart. Yeah!
We need the horns.
I know. Anna Speckhart is, first of all, a wonderful person. Second of all, a beautiful model. Third of all, a beautiful person, which I just said, first of all. And just, she's good at doing, she's like a young Martha Stewart.
Well,
you know,
good at things.
With Anna and Lowe combined, they could really take over the world.
We're great at insider trading.
Sorry, Martha. and YouTube shows about beauty.
Yeah. I mean, you know, today we're just talking about beauty. All things beautiful.
Like beauty products.
Yes.
Like product
trends.
Beauty horror stories.
Things that we've done in our past that maybe we shouldn't have, but things we've done now that maybe we should have. We should do more of.
Yes. I think that's what, you know, I know that a lot of people that are fans of Lowe, that watch Lowe's videos, your beauty videos are like so popular.
They are so dope.
And so many people ask you all about all your products. So now we're just going to talk about all of our products and all the shit that we do.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think actually doing it on a podcast is more fun than a YouTube video because it's more collaborative and it's funnier.
Yeah.
Because when I do a YouTube beauty video, I'm just talking to myself basically.
Right.
And just putting like lots of concealer on.
Do you shoot videos yourself or do you have someone do it?
I shoot some of them myself and then some of them our friend Duncan shoots them. Like if I'm doing a cooking video, then Duncan will do it because we have multiple cameras and like I need him to move around.
Do you shoot it on your iPhone or do you shoot it with
a
camera?
No, I have a camera. So like if I shoot a beauty video, like I'll do it myself on a camera.
Can you see yourself like the iPhone where it's the
It has one of those. No, it has a flip out screen.
Oh, that's nice.
That you like turn around and so you can see yourself on it. But lately I've been doing live streams.
Yeah, which are so cool.
On what, Periscope?
No, on my YouTube channel, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Can anyone live stream video?
Yeah, if you have a YouTube account, you can live stream. So,
whoa.
Yeah, so I used to be really good at making YouTube videos, but like my life got busier and so I don't have as much like energy to put into like making these like super complex videos. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of changed up my YouTube format, and now I do live streams once a week. And
do you save the live stream?
It saves as a video. So like once you live stream, so then people can come back and watch it later.
So
and
it's just like Periscope. Is Periscope still a thing or no?
This is still a thing. It's like connected through Twitter.
Through Twitter, right?
Twitter owns it. And I've only done Periscope once when I was like, it was like a advertising thing.
Yeah. But I like Periscope. I just haven't used it very often.
Yeah.
I tried the whole Periscope thing, but I was just, you know, I became overwhelmed. Right. Oh, social media in general. I'm just like,
there's so many things. I mean, like Snapchat is kind of like a Periscope too.
Oh yeah. And I don't snap.
Because it's just video, you know right. what I mean? And then Instagram also made their videos longer, and now they can be
But does everyone have that?
Instagram videos can be 60 seconds now instead of 15.
I thought it wasn't out yet.
Well, Reese Witherspoon did one for a minute.
I think she so. I assumed
it was out.
Maybe you just have to, like, update your thing.
I think special people get special privileges right now. Unfortunately, I'm not on that level.
That's funny.
Well, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it's happening.
To bring it back to what I want to talk about, beauty.
I want to talk about beauty.
Well, I think what we should do is go around and talk about what our daily routine is.
Okay. Can we talk about hair first?
That goes into your daily routine. So, like, why don't you go first and tell us what you do in the morning and like throughout the day?
So, my beauty routine is always evolving. I'm way more focused on skincare now than on makeup. When I was younger, I used to be more focused on makeup and like the foundation and concealer or whatever I wanted to use, put on my face. And now I care about blocking the sun and like wrinkles and
taking care
retinol
of your skin.
And taking care of my skin. So I use Dermalogica and Clarins. I like both of those brands. Mm-hmm. And so I use this Dermalogica face wash. It's just like their standard gel face wash, and it's amazing. And I use their Pure Light sunscreen. It's SPF 50. And
she is not letting those rays in, baby girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and so I like to either mix the sunscreen in with my lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or like put my lotion on over it, because that gets rid of that weird like sticky sunscreen horrible feeling.
Yeah.
So I like to like mix it together most of the time, and then it's just like
a great feeling.
Then it's just like a great feeling.
I like that.
And then I got this Dermalogica.
Do you use Active Moist?
What's Active?
So
that's like the I used that for a while.
And then I also use this Clarins lotion that I got that's called like Multi. De Jour or something. I don't know. It's a gel. It comes in a pink.
could you please repeat that?
Yeah. How do you spell that?
It's like Multi De
Jour.
Multi De Jour. So J-O-U-R. I don't fucking know.
De Jour. Soup De Jour.
Yeah.
Is that what it
soup
sounded
of
like?
Face, baby.
Soup De Jour.
Lotion of the day.
Yeah. The soup of the day for your face. And then this Dermalogica eye cream that is called like, I don't know, something like anti-blur. It's fucking amazing. It's like a primer and an eye thing.
So you do all of that, and that is like, that's, how many products is that already?
I mean, that's like 4 products already. I haven't even begun to talk about my like mouth, my teeth care routine.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm a big so oral what, hygiene
so after
person.
You do all the face
like,
stuff.
Jill, you opened up Anna. Pandora's box by asking me about what my daily routine
care.
Is. All right, so...
So then,
here's my mouth care routine.
Okay, let's hear it. Mouth care.
We also, listeners, this is very important. Mouth care, you know, I'm really happy that Lo brought this up. And Anna comes from a family of dentists.
Yes.
If you haven't gotten a teeth cleaning in a year, you need
you
to,
have go.
To go. Because your mouth.
Ago. Well, I need to go.
Yes. Your
For
mouth
a year,
is.
You haven't been?
No, I think it went. Like 11 months ago.
Oh.
Your mouth is a mirror for your entire body. So if something is wrong in your mouth, something is wrong in your body. It's true. You can die from like an abscess in your gum.
That's
you
true.
Totally can.
Also, you my can. Dentist told me that once you turn 25, your teeth start taking a turn for the worst. And it's really important after 25 to keep it up.
Great. So for all of our listeners out there who aren't on top of their oral
hygiene,
listen to what we all do. And go to the dentist.
Okay, low. Oral All right. hygiene.
So here's my oral hygiene routine. So I have a Philips Sonicare, like, diamond toothbrush. It's...
Whoa.
listeners don't need to buy that exact toothbrush.
I know.
But,
I'm just telling people what I have.
Got it.
It's an electric toothbrush. It's purple. It's amazing. It is amazing. My teeth have never felt like so slick and clean. It has like 5 different settings. It's incredible.
What's the most powerful setting?
Well, clean, but then you also have polish.
Anna's like asking for a friend.
Yeah. But then you have like polish, whiten, gum care, sensitive, all these different.
Is that the pick, the water pick?
No. Oh. It does not have the water
pick. Do you use a water pick, Anna?
No, but I want one.
And so then, after I do the Philips Sonicare mouth cleaning, then I use a tongue brush.
Okay, it's that's
by
important.
It's by Aura Brush.
Okay.
Because my boyfriend one day was like, your breath smells a little bit. And so then
He said that?
Yeah.
In what scenario?
In like a very kind, loving way, because he like wanted to kiss me, and I like my breath smelled
a little
bad. You know
what? I said it this morning. Sorry. Not sorry, actually, because it you have to say it in the morning sometimes. I was like, I don't know. Right. What happened last night? But guess what?
Yeah. The breath smells stanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have an Aura Brush tongue cleaner, which is like life changing. It's crazy. It's like a tongue scraper, and you're supposed to use it in the morning, but I use it like 3 times a
day. So where do you get that?
I got mine on Amazon.
Okay. So these, can you buy any of these at like Rite Aid?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. You can buy forms of these at
you
any.
You can also clean your tongue with anything. P.S. You could take a knife.
Not anything.
Yes, you could. You can literally scrape your tongue.
Yeah, they're tongue scrapers.
There's a tongue scraper, but you could take, for instance, anything that's like sharp on one, not sharp, but you could take a credit card and scrape your tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. So this tongue brush.
Not saying you'd want to. I'm just saying.
That credit card's dirty.
Yeah. The tongue brush has these like little tiny bristles, and then it also has a scraper, and you're supposed to scrape and then like brush from the back of your tongue, like where your throat is, to the front, and like get all the goo off.
Okay.
And then I floss like intensively.
Also flossing, VIP. Anna, you floss.
Oh, I love the floss.
I don't. I need to floss.
Flossing's more important than brushing.
Flossing, yeah, flossing is...
Flossing's crazy.
But it's more important for your mouth than brushing it.
Yeah. Probably, but brushing I do need to floss more.
Brushing is purely... I mean, it does help get, like, all, like, gunk and shit off. But, like, in terms of preventing plaque...
Yeah.
Flossing is, like...
Yeah.
Plaque prevention.
Okay. Yeah. So
then you floss.
So I floss. And then I have this permanent retainer on the bottom of my teeth from I got my braces off and then the dentist put in a permanent retainer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a big trend back in the day.
Yeah. They don't do them anymore. Yeah.
Oh, they
don't? I have it so that my bottom teeth like never move. And so then I have these little brushes.
Oh, I love those.
That I stick in between my teeth.
I love those.
Because it's like you can't floss in there.
You can leave your house in the morning.
And then I do Listerine with this like natural Listerine. It's like 99% natural Listerine. It's clear. And, that's my mouth routine.
Okay. And then you have to put on makeup and do your hair.
Yeah. So then,
how long does it take you before you leave in the morning?
You know, honestly, I get ready really fast.
Okay. These are a lot of steps.
I get out the door in 10 minutes if I have to.
Wow.
I spend most of my time on lotions and my mouth.
Yeah.
Do you lotion your body?
I don't lotion my body.
Every night before bed. If people want to moisturize my body. Okay, you know why I started moisturizing my body? Because I noticed that my nipples were dry once.
Really?
Yes.
Can't you just put lotion
like
on your nipples?
Flaky?
Well,
like
I flaky looked down at my nipple and I was like, holy shit, I have a dry nipples. They were both dry.
You know
dry.
What it's probably
Who have
from?
You been breast-
from working out. And I only know this because at... the gym that Carlos goes to.
Carlos is Anna's boyfriend for people listening.
They have Nip Chap. And essentially it is.
For men?
Well, it's for women as well, but it's not even. They're teeny little stickers, basically. They're like,
God, what
the, gym you know, does the nipples, you know, the pasties, nipple covers, the bros puddles. They're like that for when you run, so your nipples don't chafe.
Oh, yeah, pardon me, but what gym does he go to?
Mile High Run Club.
Oh, okay, got it.
So I just started moisturizing my body because I was like,
your
I noticed that my nipples were like flaky and I was like, this is not cute.
And then sports bra, girl.
Yeah, and then I was feeling my ass and I was like, does my ass feel dry? So then I just
freaked out.
I did.
You covered your whole body in lotion and wrapped yourself in saran wrap.
So now, you know, I used to moisturize after I got out of the shower.
Yeah.
But then, like Anna was saying, putting clothes on after was like a nightmare.
Worst.
So now I just moisturize and I've gotten so into the habit of doing it. I moisturize every night before bed.
Does your skin feel like a difference in your skin or not really?
I do, personally. Like, I feel more hydrated. My skin feels more hydrated. My boyfriend says I'm silky smooth.
That's nice. That's
really?
Yeah.
Mm. Carlos already says I'm silky smooth.
Yeah, he, I'm sure that if I feel
like that's what a lot of guys say. They're like, because they're not.
Whatever, you guys. I just moisturize before bed. Because for me, it's like, I feel like my skin takes it in. I'm wearing loose shit anyway. Half the time I go to sleep naked. And I'm just, you know, I'm just really living in the lotion.
Do you still, like, get in bed, though, when it's, like, sticky and wet?
No,
no, no. She blow dries after it.
No. I put it on, and then I usually will change into my pajamas and then do my nighttime routine.
Okay.
And then while I'm doing my nighttime routine, the lotion dries.
Yeah. I have to say something really important about face lotion and sunscreen and all that stuff. You should do your mouth cleaning before you put on all of your lotions, because when you rinse out your mouth, you take off all of the lotion and sunscreen and stuff that you've put on, but just by, like, washing out your mouth. And so that's why a lot of people have a lot of age lines and stuff around their mouth, because they're doing it in the wrong order.
VIP.
I swear to God, a dermatologist told me that.
All right. I feel that.
Okay. So then your hair. So makeup. What do? You just do a little bit. You don't wear a lot of makeup.
I don't wear a lot of makeup. I like Clos de Peau. It's the best concealer in history. And I just got this new Clarins.
You're a Clarins girl is what we're getting
all
at.
Of a sudden. Like, I love the Clarins.
Love the Clarins.
You kind of look like a Clarins girl. They love a blonde.
They do love a blonde.
So I got a Clarins foundation that I really like, and then I try to keep it really simple, like literally just some mascara and eyebrows and, like, chapstick, and that's it.
Okay, and then and hair. You wash your hair every day.
I do wash my hair every day, and I go to the gym every morning, and so, like, I have to, like, do the whole damn thing every day, which is annoying. But, yeah, I, like, do a full blow dry, like, every day. And
every day you blow dry your hair?
Yeah.
She does. She's cray. I do mine every other day or every 2 days.
I blow dry. I wash my hair every day.
Do you know
how
to use the brush? The barrel? You know, when you actually proper blow dry your hair? Or do you just it all over?
No, girl.
She does a proper whole thing.
You do a full blowout.
Oh, yeah.
She's good at it. She's really good at it.
Oh, yeah. I have all the tools.
Okay, so... That's
enough about me.
Okay,
I think
that's low.
Because I could go on and on, but I'm not going to.
Let's go to Anna.
Anna.
Your routine. What is your routine like?
Anna, you know,
Anna is
for
a supermodel.
So, yeah, Anna
is a supermodel.
I would not say I'm a supermodel, but I am a model. And what do I do? I'm constantly getting stuff put on my face. I don't use a lot of makeup during the week or, like, when I'm not at work. What do I do? Let's go through the whole routine.
Yeah, go through the whole day.
First of all, I switched everything because I recently saw a dermatologist and I was destroying my skin because I was picking at it, and I love picking.
And what does the dermatologist say
First and foremost, picking, I love it. I miss it every day. I have not picked. Actually, I did last week. Look. You can notice too.
Do you have one of those metal tools?
Oh, I have. I have about three of them, and I had to throw them away.
That's bad for you too.
It's the worst thing you can do.
What's a metal
stick? Oh my god! But it gets the craziest shit out of your face. It's so much better than squeezing your face.
It is. No, it's not better. It is actually better for you to use your hands and squeeze your face than it is for you to use one of those metal things, because you do not have a medical
autoclave. It's called an autoclave.
What is a metal thing? Can someone tell me what the metal thing is?
Okay, so the metal thing is this. It looks like a long piece of metal. That's basically
where do you buy
looks like
it?
A pencil.
Where do you buy
okay, let's put it. It looks like a pencil. On either end are loops.
Metal loops.
And you can push it. It looks like bobby pins. Bobby pins on either
That's
side.
That's crazy. And you're supposed to push pimples
and
out of your face.
If you push on one side, it will pop the pimple essentially.
It's magic.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
I've never seen that.
So Anna and I go to the same dermatologist, and I was lucky enough to hear what the dermatologist said to Anna about that tool.
I was basically essentially ruining my face.
So basically, with those tools, if an autoclave,
is that what it's called?
Yes. That's how you clean it.
That's how you clean it. And unless you have one of those in your house, which no one does because they're
a doctor.
They're at hospitals. Mm. They just retain so much bacteria. So your chances are you're not disinfecting it properly. It is not clean. It is not sterile. So when you put one of those fucking things to your face, not only are you opening up a pore, you're kind of creating a little baby wound for it then to get infected, and then it will just cause an even greater problem.
But I have actually never had an experience where it caused a greater problem.
But it is better for you to just totally leave your face alone than to pick. I'm sorry, ladies, but picking You're is your enemy.
Everything. So here's our first tip of the day.
Don't pick. Don't do it.
The first one probably, or third, because I would say sunscreen, great oral care, and then not picking.
Yeah, no picking. And I will say also, I miss it so much.
But Anna, how much better has
my skin looks more or less... I don't like picking as much as I like my skin looking better than it ever has. So I've stopped picking, but I will say, oh my God, like drpimper.com, poppapimple.com,
where you can watch people pop pimples.
Oh my God, amazing. Okay, so anyways, I don't pick anymore. And as far as skincare, I use actually all of that dermatologist's brand now, just because it worked for me and it's the easiest thing. Before, I was kind of all over the map and I was going to Sephora every week and I was buying products. It is at the Washington Dermatology Laser Center, but
okay,
it's
so they have personal products that you use.
They do. And I don't know if you could buy them online. I'm assuming you could.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so I just use all of those products and I just use a sunscreen. Oh, I use a vitamin C serum, a sunscreen, and I use a night cream and an eye cream. So four products. I will say I read in the Wall Street Journal this week that what are the K products? Is that what they're called? They're not the Japanese products, so they'd be the Korean beauty products?
Probably.
K-Beauty is what it's called. They're up to 10 steps.
Whoa.
Yes, it was a whole thing. Yeah, 10-step skincare for the morning for dewy skin.
That is crazy.
That's nuts. I don't have that. But anyway, so I put on the serum, I put on a sunscreen, and then I fill in my brows. I use Laura Mercier concealer.
You always have a nice, like, little blushy cheek.
Right now, I'm using Josie Moran. It's the coconut lip cheek duo, I think.
That sounds nice.
It's a jelly.
That's nice.
It's like a coconut jelly.
Anna is very natural. Like she's like, you don't look like you're wearing any makeup, but it's like...
It's because I don't know how to do makeup either.
But you've really, really mastered...
The natural look.
Yeah. It's basically because, like anyone else, I guess if you were to do full makeup all the time, you would master that. And I don't have the time, nor do I want to do it.
It's a very French look.
It is.
And then hair.
Off-duty model.
Is your hair
it's off-duty model, you guys.
Off-duty model.
Hashtag
off-duty model. That's funny you asked that as well. So I just bought, yesterday I went to Sephora. I still love a Sephora trip. Oh, you know what else I got is a Dior mascara. Apparently it's great.
Which one?
Well, I bought the wrong one. I got Dior Show. And I used to wear
Dior Show and it's great.
I'm supposed to get a Dior... Attic? No, that wouldn't be right. That'd be weird.
I used to use Dior Show, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Dior something else. Doesn't matter. Okay. Anyways, I bought the wrong one. And I ended up buying hair products, and I got Living Proof. Anybody use that?
No.
I don't know.
What is the deal? Oh, wait.
I have.
I've actually seen Living Proof. It's clear, and on the side, it's like down, it goes down the bottle.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, Living Proof is in the matte bottles.
Okay.
And their spokeswoman is Jennifer Anstead.
Cool.
So I bought that product and I haven't used it, so I can't say anything, but I'm just starting to wonder about, I just did a hair commercial last week and I'm starting to wonder about hair care.
I mean, I feel that you have though, like super thick, great hair, probably because you don't color it.
I don't. Well, I have colored it before.
Hair?
I think that hair is a lot genetic. A lot of it is genetic. And then I think a lot of it is diet. I've had moments in my life when I had hardly any hair. I'll tell you this, my diet was shit. I think that, you know, there's different things. And I think different diets work for different people and what you're eating, blah, 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 blah. And your hair can kind of, you know, it definitely helps.
I fully agree that your diet does really dictate what happens with your hair, your skin, your nails, all of it. So what Anna does that... Like, how low is a master of the blowout? I would say you are the master of the hot roll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love a hot
roll. Tell us about the hot roll.
So I use large rollers. That's the first trick.
For everybody that doesn't know what a hot roller is, because it is sort of a kind of retro.
It's kind of dated.
Yeah, my mom uses them sometimes.
Does she still use them sometimes?
Conair still makes them.
That's what I use. I use the Conair ones.
So basically, it's just like a hot tray, and these little rolls go on it, and they get hot, and it's like having a curling iron, but you leave them in your
hand. Yeah, they're like felt.
How long do you leave them in for?
They're felt rollers, essentially. So you don't burn your hands or anything.
Are they spongy pink ones?
No. They're solid.
They're
warm, so they get hot.
Like the thing that plugs into the wall, yes, and then you take it off.
Yeah,
and
they can be whatever, yes, color.
All right.
They're different, yeah, colors, but they're usually covered in like a felt or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so you can touch it with your hand.
But there are the ones actually that all are all plastic, and they have weird spiky things. I do not suggest those.
Right, no. They've evolved because that's what my mom, yeah, used, no, and that's what I grew up being familiar with.
Those get stuck in your hair.
Okay. So how do you use them? When do you use them? What do you do?
I used to be like Lo. I used to use them every day. But also, I don't know how to use a curling iron. So
neither do I, but I still try.
Yeah, there you go. But I mastered early on the hot roller in high school.
Yeah.
So you start from the front and you go to the back, and then you do the sides, and you start from the top and you go to the bottom, if that makes any sense. So yeah, three sections, middle sections and two sides. For the middle section, you start from the front, the forehead, and you go to the back. And from the side sections, you start from the top and you go down.
Like a mohawk.
And how long, yeah, do you leave them in for?
I would say by the time that I get done with the very last, I leave them in for 5 minutes, and then I start the same way that
you started. So
yeah, so I take them out the same way that I started. Yeah.
Do you hairspray them?
Yeah.
So you hairspray them when they're on your head?
No, after. I flip my head upside down. I give it a good spray. I give it a good shake. And then sometimes you need to use the flat iron just to get the little kinks out around the ears, because I get those little super baby curls.
Okay. Mm. So do you do that like every day, or just when you're having like a night on the town?
Only, I don't do it very often anymore.
Are you hot rolled right now?
No, I'm not hot rolled. My hair is naturally curly, and I just I'll sleep in it with a bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another trick. So you sleep in it with a bun, and then in the morning time, your hair will have a nice natural curl to,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes also it can get a little too extreme. So I love to use the flat iron.
Yeah.
Just around the problem part.
To make it a little more delicate.
And now that I'm just like staring at Anna and all of her beauty, what do you do? Can we talk about nails too?
Yeah.
Manicures?
Oh, yeah. We missed your nails.
Lo is a manicure girl. I think we're all manicure girls. We all get manicures.
Yeah. Lo's dedicated.
I'm taking a 3-week break from gels because my nails were breaking. Ooh, so I've just been painting them myself.
That's nice.
I'm afraid of the gels for a few reasons. I got them last week, though, I will say. Or no, sorry, not last week. I got them taken off last week. So I had them wet probably the month before. Mm-hmm. And I didn't bite my nails because I'm a nail biter. And the gels were great for that.
Yeah. Are you a nail biter out of nervousness or just habit?
I think it's both. I think I get bored, I bite them. I think it's like anything. I think it's, you know, it's habitual. Is that the correct term?
Yeah, it's a habit.
I've been a nail picker forever.
Oh my God.
It's like a little OCD for me, though. Oof. It's like not nervous. It just happens. It's like I have to.
So then let's talk about your mouth. What do you do with your mouth in the morning?
For Christmas, a friend gave me one of those Quip. Has anyone heard of this brand? Quip toothbrushes.
Mm-mm.
I know nothing about.
Is it the charcoal one?
No, it's not. This one's just, it's an electric toothbrush. It's teeny. It's nice because it's electric, but it's battery powered. So there's no plug into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's on an auto, a monthly membership type.
Oh, cool.
Not for sure, because like I said, I got it as a present. Yes. Yeah, so every.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's every 2 months. Maybe you get a new head. We just got a new one in. But they're teeny. It's quite nice.
Cool.
I really like them.
Very cool.
But I will say that my sisters are dentists and my father was a dentist. And they say that it does not matter if you have an electric toothbrush or not.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, your teeth do feel
so much cleaner. They
feel really clean when you have electric, especially that Sonicare one. But they do say that it's really no added benefit other than the actual feel that you have. The number one thing is the floss.
But if you're feeling great, then you behave great in real life.
It's true.
Or you be acting naughty.
True. All right.
Me?
Greta, let's move on to your routine.
Okay. So, as a child, I had rosacea. Well, we can talk about skin struggles.
I know. Yeah,
As a child, I had rosacea. So I started going to a dermatologist at a really young age. I started going to a dermatologist when I was 9.
Okay.
A, because my dermatologist was my mom's best friend, so there was that. And B, because I had really bad rosacea. I had this splotchy skin all over the place, like, my cheeks were so red. Actually, my friend from high school just sent me a photo, an old photo from high school yesterday, and my cheeks were so red and crazy and whatever. So I started taking pretty diligent care of my skin.
When you were 9?
When I was like 9.
Crazy.
Whoa.
But that's why it's so beautiful now.
Thank you. So skin is like super skincare. I love and I've always loved, and I feel lucky that I've like grown into the habit of doing it. So now I also use my dermatologist's brand. But I will say there are some brands that I think are just like great that you can get at CVS. My dermatologist would probably not be happy that I'm about to say this.
What are you going
to
use? Cetaphil?
I think Cetaphil.
I love Cetaphil.
Yeah. I think personally Cetaphil or Purpose, they're two face washes that have like really nothing in them. They're super gentle. I use Purpose on my face when I run out of my
What's
other face
Purpose?
Wash. It's Johnson & Johnson's. It's like really, I have it in my bathroom right now actually. And I use it on my vagina. Do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I use it for my like pubic skin.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a delicate area because...
The doctor told me Cetaphil for downstairs.
I think Cetaphil and Purpose are essentially, they're literally
If you get a perfume, whoa, you can mess some things
up. No perfume should ever go near anything ever.
Throws that pH level right off.
No. So I just use, and I also use Purpose face wash for my back. I've been recently struggling with back knee. I don't know.
It's from working out.
No, it's not. Because it's not from back, it's not from working out.
That's what my dermatologist said, if you ever get back knee or like it's just from sweat.
For me, I've become super diligent about taking off my sports bra right when I'm done and wiping my back off. And where I've been getting back knee hasn't been on like my sports bra line area. It's just like random.
But what about t-shirt?
It's like hormonal. Or
I also change my t-shirt.
Interesting.
So what's been helping me, I use a Clarisonic. I use a Clarisonic.
Oh, that's what I
forgot
to mention.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with the Clarisonic. Whoa.
I use a Clarisonic on my face and on my body. Yes. I take to the Clarisonic really well. Some people don't take to the Clarisonic that well, but for me, I use it on my face once a day, and I use it on my body every time I'm in the shower, which is...
Do you use the same head for the face and the body?
Yeah, no.
I don't think so.
You switch them
I
out.
Change my brush head for my body and for my face. I do use a sensitive brush head for my Clarisonic. So in the morning, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I floss. I just use a normal toothbrush. I use Colgate whitening Total toothpaste. And I floss, and then I Listerine, and then I wash my face with my Clarisonic, I put on vitamin C serum, and then I put on this brand, Santé.
Mm. What's that?
Dr. Alster gave it to me. It's like a really great, a little bit tinted sunscreen.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm using. Is it in the blue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have that. I like
it. It's great. It's a great weight. It's a really good sunscreen. Mm. And then...
I like the tint.
Yeah, me too. It's nice.
It's a nice tint.
So my face regimen's really simple. I only have 3 steps to my face regimen. I wash it with my Clarisonic, put on my vitamin C serum, then put on my sunscreen.
Oh, so we're the same.
Yeah.
And twins.
And then at night, I wash my face, and I put on night cream, and then I put on eye cream, which I've recently started doing.
Yeah,
I forget, though, with the eye cream. I try.
It's funny, because when I do use my eye cream, I actually do see a difference.
Yeah.
But from when I don't.
And then makeup-wise, you don't really use a lot of makeup.
I do not. I am not a big makeup wearer, but when I do...
But I have seen you pop off.
Yeah, but you've seen me pop off with the makeup. I do love some makeup sometimes. And the makeup that I do love, I love NARS Tinted Moisturizer. That's what I kind of use as like a foundation, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I love Tom Ford's bronzer because it gives you that J-Lo glow.
Oh, did you see her, by the way, on American Idol's finale?
Did she look great? She's one of my beauty icons. I love her.
She
looks like a 10.
So then I do that. Then I use Bobbi Brown's Smudge Pot for my eyeliner. Mm. And then I love lipstick. I'm a lipstick person. I am not an eyeshadow person. I am not a blush person. I love a lip color. I love a lip color. Love a nude. Love a baby pink.
You love a lip.
I love a lip.
I told you, I had a counterfeit, but
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing back the juicy tube.
Yep. Oh, I still have a juicy tube.
Yes, I love them. They're very nice. They're hard to come by.
I have like six of them.
So, wait.
And I'm keeping them forever. I love them.
They're amazing. I bought a couple sets.
They're just, they keep your lips.
Wait, actually, I will say, Anna fooled me last night into saying that she had a juicy tube. So I was expecting to put a Lancôme juicy tube to my mouth. But what did I put to my mouth? One that I actually liked better.
Yeah, it was good. I bought it at Whole Foods. I bought it because it was on sale, only $4, and it was apparently all natural. My only complaint with that one was...
But it was like a juicy tube.
It was like a juicy tube, but made with argan oil.
Yeah.
It was a little runny.
Mm.
I don't like the super thickness of the juicy tubes, but I do like, or the stickiness, I mean, I like the thickness. But sometimes I got a little too sticky.
I like it when they're thick because I have really dry skin.
Me too.
And so it lasts. So it just, I feel like my lips are always...
So... You know that rose pot? You know that pot of like rose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like that too before I go to bed.
I have that in a
mint
tube.
Oh,
I have that in a tube.
And I love it
that's
in the tube.
By Terry Rose, I put it on before I go to sleep and I have like the best sleep is when I remember to do that.
I do think that like...
I'm not even kidding.
I am in the camp that thinks that like the less makeup, the better. I really think that like especially... I feel that way if you're old, if you're young. I don't think it matters how old you are. I think that, like, the less makeup, the better. And I do love, like, a lip, though. I think it's fun. It's, like, a fun thing to do. And it makes you – sometimes I feel like with certain eyeshadow, you can look kind of old or something.
I don't know
like
how
that.
To do like that's another thing. See, I'm horrible at being a girl.
Eyeliner and eyeshadow, if you can't do it well, is very difficult.
I don't believe in eyeshadow or eyeliner. I just don't.
Sometimes when I get my makeup done, they put eyeshadow on and it looks nice.
Yeah, because it's like a professional doing it.
When someone's doing it.
I can't do it on my own.
All of a sudden you walk out and you feel like J-Lo, and guess what? You do it at home. And
yeah, it's not
literally, it's budget. You are budget, J-Lo.
I will say, though, I do believe that you can get some really great products like for really cheap at CVS or at like a pharmacy.
Yeah, definitely.
I think for sure. Purpose or Cetaphil face wash. I think CeraVe makes a really good night cream and day cream with SPF in it. I think Olay also has some good products.
I think Olay has a good one.
CoverGirl Lash Blast is the best mascara of all time.
CoverGirl.
Maybelline
Orange
has a good
too.
Maybelline does too. What's the cover? The CoverGirl and the yellow tube, or is that Maybelline?
That's the Voluminous one.
Mm. I don't know, they all look the same.
Look I will say
it's because CoverGirl did it first, and now they all modeled them after the CoverGirl Lash Blast. Just trust me on this, guys. The orange tube from CoverGirl.
Oh, that one. Yeah, and it comes in orange and yellow, right?
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
And I'm wearing it right now. It's magnificent.
You can get a bunch of lip stains.
Just a little.
You can get a bunch of lip stains, too. I love a cheap lipstick because you can just, like, pop off on a color that you might not wear that much, and it's, like, not that expensive, so you feel okay about it.
You know what I saw on Pinterest?
What?
Was like people staining their lips with Kool-Aid.
Oh, whoa.
I'm going to try it. I'll let you know.
I'm not going to do that because I don't want those chemicals inside of my skin.
Just like eat a popsicle, man.
Yeah.
And she wants to lick the Kool-Aid off.
Are you joking me?
What she really wants.
Give me those chemicals.
Yeah, seriously. So to finish off my beauty routine, which, you know, I think no one cares about anymore, I will talk about my hair briefly. And I over-process my hair.
Oh.
I'm addicted to being as white blonde as possible. And the addiction led to breakage. And the breakage has led to me no longer double-processing my hair and being platinum blonde. So now I highlight my hair, which is not as good either. But Olaplex saves my hair,
What's Olaplex?
It's a conditioning treatment. You can buy it at Ricky's. You can do it at your hair salon, and it really has saved my hair. I don't have very much hair. I have very thin hair.
It's growing, guys.
It's growing, though.
It's growing.
It's getting better. But, you know, my breakage led to me now having bangs. So,
is that why you got bangs?
Yeah, girl, because I had a lot of breakage happening, and I was like, you know what? I might as well just make this
embrace
a thing.
Embrace the breakage.
You know what, though, is crazy about the bangs? You somehow have bangs, and then you hide the bangs really well,
too.
Yeah. It doesn't
know,
but
I know.
They're like clip-on bangs.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
So I have bangs now, and I do like bangs, but they are kind of a pain in the ass.
Or like, does she?
Yeah, I know. if they don't fall properly, like I know how to use a blow dryer for shit. No. And I cannot straight iron my hair. I don't know how to do any of that. So I just
watch a YouTube video. Hello.
But she shouldn't put any heat to her hair when it's breaking because it will break more.
Well, so now what I do is I use a nice hydrating shampoo by Evo. I really like that brand. And I use this, I think it's like Fabuloso or something, this like purple leave-in conditioner to make my hair like blonder.
Right, yeah. Cute. The color.
So without color shampoo. Yeah, without, you know, dyeing it.
Yeah.
And when I get bored, like Jilly, I dye my hair colors. So like I had pink hair a couple months ago. I had purple hair 2 years ago. I do that when I'm feeling antsy.
I got a hair mask that I leave in overnight.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's Christoph Robinson, and it's a lavender hair oil. You buy it, and you have to like run the bottle underneath the hot water to turn it from like solid to liquid.
Oh, wow.
And then you put it in your hair, and your hair feels crazy. And I like wrap.
And you leave it in?
Overnight. Whoa. You like wrap a towel around you, and you like go to sleep. And then you have to wash it out the next day.
And in the morning, I bet your hair is so moisturized.
So moisturized. You have to like shampoo it like 3 times.
Mm.
Oh, and then your hair is like crazy.
How often do you do it?
Like, I just got it a week ago, so I've only done it once.
I will say, because my hair is damaged, I don't wash my hair every day. I wash my hair probably, if it's getting really gross, I wash it 3 times a week, but usually I try to only wash it twice a week.
Can somebody explain to me, because this is a question that I've always had. Girls that don't wash their hair every day, do you still get it wet?
No.
Shower cap, boo.
What is your thing with I don't wash my hair? Why are you washing your hair every day?
Because it's greasy and like looks gross.
You think that it gets greasy.
You're wearing it in a bun right now. You washed that this morning?
Yeah.
See, if you're wearing it up, why would you wash it?
Because
it would really look gross?
Yeah.
Can you show me one day?
Yes.
Okay. I think my sister washes her hair every day.
If you wash your hair, it gets dry every time you wash it.
But everybody's head is different.
Maybe Lo has oily hair.
Does your hair feel dry or no?
No. I wash my hair every day, and like I don't really have like a problem with it being dry, but I like have to wash it every day. Also, you guys, I go to the gym and sweat. And, like, my head is, like, so sweaty.
I go to the gym and sweat, and sometimes I don't even wash my hair after that.
Yeah, I don't mind.
That grosses me out, G.
No, it's just life. Some people don't need to wash their hair every day. Some people do.
Yeah, but it's just, like, okay, so I was saying my sister, she is a weirdo with shaving her legs. Mm. And she has had 5 kids now. And literally, after having the children, every time she shaves her legs, she cannot go. Oh, no. Because obviously you have a baby, you're going to have to take a shower. Right. And shaving the legs. Cannot stand not to shave them.
Do you guys shave
your
legs?
Wait, I don't understand. She shaves them like immediately after giving birth?
Well, I'm just saying.
No, every time she's in the shower.
But it's kind of like your hair thing.
I shave my legs. I don't have hair in my body. I do not like having hair in my body. So
but do you shave your legs every time you're in the shower?
Probably at least every other day.
Oh, see, Jesse shaves every day and is... The same thing with the hair. Is
diligent.
Disgusted by not having our leg shaved.
Yeah. Mm. I'm the same way. Like, just because I like there to be no hair.
I got laser done.
But I also take a lot of showers.
You got
done? 3 showers. Mm-hmm. On your whole body?
No, I only got it done on the bikini area and the armpits, and I highly suggest it. I would do it on the legs if it was not for the sun factor. You're not supposed to be in the sun. Mm.
I would like to get my armpits lasered because I can't really shave my armpits because I get really bad razor burn. Mm-hmm. So I wax my armpits.
Ow! Whoa! That's
crazy. So does my sister. But the only thing about waxing is like I need to let my armpit hair grow out for a while. So right now I have really long armpit hair, which is chill.
Get it lasered.
But yeah, I should just get it lasered. But I don't really mind like having armpit hair and not having armpit hair. It doesn't really like put me in any kind of way.
That's one thing.
You, girl.
No way.
Jilly Boo. Women like it.
No, I do not like it.
I feel like it's kind of whatever, you know?
And like you're an earthly woman.
I just feel like I sweat too much with it.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I get overly hot.
I can't hang with armpit hair.
Jilly Bean.
All right, mine, I'm not so into, like, beauty, I guess. I mean, I have, like, different things that I do, but I'm not, like, obsessed with it. So mine will be pretty quick. But I have eczema, very dry skin. So my whole life I've used, like, Cetaphil and CeraVe and, like, all those, like, non-scented. I don't use any, like, scented body wash products, any of that. So that's what I use, like, on my body and my face. And recently I bought this mask by Sicily, or this scrub by Sicily, this company that I really like. And I do that every few days, but like, I'm not like
an exfoliator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like, sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe there's like extra things on my face. So like, I just do that.
You have also never had a zit in your entire
life. I don't have pimples, but I have really dry skin. But I also have a lot of...
Wait, you've never had a pimple?
No, I have, obviously.
Oh. I've seen her with a pimple.
I don't really have a lot of that.
The size of a pinhead, like twice ever. And I've known her since she was 7.
No.
I don't have a lot, because I have eczema, but I do, I'm supposed to use like cortisone cream, and that all has like steroids. And I try to stay away from that, but that's like really hard because my lips are always chapped, and so that's why I like Juicy Tubes and stuff like that, because like I always have to have something on my lips because they're like very chapped.
You should get bag balm.
No, that stuff doesn't work. Like, yeah, I can't. There's certain, not for me.
What's bag balm?
Yeah, what is bag balm?
Products that I can only use that don't bother my skin. So for me, like my whole beauty stuff's been like a lot of like trial and error of like what doesn't affect it and what like whatever. But recently I've had a lot of brown spots. So I've been using, I guess, more concealer during the day.
Do you use, an SPF?
Yeah. So basically I'll wash my face with Cetaphil. Sometimes I'll do the scrub depending on how I'm feeling. Then I'll put on, like sunscreen, the CeraVe, and then like I'll mix my moisturizer with foundation, which I'm trying to find a new one right now. And I used to use by Terry and Laura Mercier, but now I'm using this NARS thing, which is okay, but it's a little too thick.
Use Armani.
I like the Bobbi Brown serum. So nice. Yeah. Armani's great. And I really like this new Clarins one that I just got.
Maybe I should.
Clarins.
You got a Clarins. You got a Clarins, girl. Yeah.
They should be paying me $500 million for today's episode.
And then I love this concealer by Onomie, which you can get online.
By who?
Onomie, O-N-O-M-I-E. And it's phenomenal. And really? I'm obsessed with it. And you can order that online. I use that. And then, like, I don't do anything with my eyes because I get eyelash extensions, but I get them like shorter. So like only
what do you
like,
get the 9s and 10s?
I get size 10 of eyelash extensions. So only like certain people can tell that they're fake, but I don't have to do anything with my eyes, which is really easy. Cause then I can just like go on. I don't know. My makeup routine's very quick. And then I'll use like blush if I like have a date, you know what I mean? Cause I definitely want to feel like a little bit spicy. And then for lip stuff, I love a lip liner. I'm obsessed with lip liner.
Have you used Kylie Jenner's lip kit?
I have not, because like, I'm not just going to like wait for it.
Is it on sale yet?
it's always on sale.
Oh my gosh.
It's on sale. It just sells out.
Many. Like you can't, there's a wait list for the lip kit. I'm dying for one.
It's crazy.
You are?
Girl.
Isn't it just lip gloss? No, it's a lip liner and a gloss, but it's like a matte one and it's thick and it's really hard to find that.
Apparently it doesn't come off.
Yeah, it lasts forever.
What?
But I really think that MAC has the best lip liners.
I'm too old for this shit.
I love MAC.
MAC has the best lip liners in my opinion, because I think that like you're able to put lipstick over it and it doesn't run. And I think a lot of lip liners, the problem is that it gets a little like runny. So I love MAC for lip liners. And then for lip colors, just like whatever I'm feeling. I've been into like the browns and like that sort of vibe and like the nudes right now.
Yeah, I love.
And then I just, with my hair, I was like addicted to blowouts and I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to like figure out how to do my hair on my own, which is interesting because
I like it when it looks kind of wavy, crazy.
Yeah, me too.
Curl one side of it, so it's interesting. But yeah, then I've also been dyeing it pink, which is fun. But yeah, that's pretty much my beauty routine. Nothing crazy.
And your nails.
Guys. Oh yeah, nails. I used to have nail extensions, but then when I started getting eyelash extensions, I was like, I gotta
What
chill.
Are nail extensions?
I like getting these like plastic nails, but they weren't.
It's like a nice term for an acrylic?
No, they're not literally plastic.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, you know the kinds you could get at a pharmacy that but kind of like pre-polished? It's like that, but nice.
It's like, and then they shape them, and like, then you, and literally they last for 2 weeks, and I stopped biting my nails because I got them because I couldn't stop biting my nails, and I couldn't, stopped by my cuticles, so I got like the nail extension to get rid of that. And then sorry, we have to pause because I'm super distracted. Chris is locked out and needs to send an Uber messenger to get the keys.
Oh, he texted me 6 times.
Call him real quick?
Yeah. Here, just give him my address.
Sorry, I got really just distracted by that message.
Okay. No worries. I'm actually enjoying our beauty conversation.
But I can talk about beauty all day long.
We're almost.
I know. I'm gonna do a sexploration where we talk about vaginal health.
So nail extensions, I used to get them. They're plastic and they kind of just glue them on. And it is a little bit crazy, but they shape them and then they color them. And I wasn't doing gels and they would last for 2 weeks.
And it helped you stop biting your nails.
And it really helped me stop biting my nails, which is the only reason why I did it, is because I wanted to stop like picking at my cuticles and my nails, and it really helps. But then like I stopped getting those because I felt a little bit too much like Adele. Mm. And I was like, I'm not a singer, so I need to just chill.
Wait, does Adele have...
She's got beautiful
Adele, yeah,
nails.
She has beautiful nails.
Really?
Yeah, she has gorgeous nails.
This is a known
nails.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's
well, Adele
she's
has
up
like
on
a beautiful.
She's
I think
like
she's
a gorgeous
really up.
Diva vibe.
Yeah, and she has like great skin, great nails, great.
Yeah,
nails.
And she loves a lip liner. But yeah, so then I stopped doing that, and now I just am doing gels, which only because like I have to have my nails painted. It's just something like I have to. I just don't feel like I'm together unless I have them done. So I was the regular polish, they just, like, chip too much.
Yeah.
Natural.
But yeah, I have a pretty, like, basic beauty routine. Nothing crazy.
So, I know that we usually, in sex exploration, talk about, like, a sex thing. Like, you know, anal or vagina sex or mouth sex, whatever. But this exploration, I would like to talk about vaginal care. And how we all take care of our vaginas. Because
okay.
I think that's VIP, VIP. So,
what is VIP?
Very important.
I just didn't know if there was like another VIP.
VIPP, very important pussy baby. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I was like, where is the?
Yeah, that's VIPP, very important pussy
points.
Oh, I like that. VIPP, very important pussy points. Okay. So, I would like to start. I'm going to throw the ball to Anna. I would like to know how Anna cares for her vagina.
I think number one, you can't use a scented soap.
No.
I travel a lot. This is probably a TMI, but I was actually talking this with a girlfriend a couple days ago, and I think that there's so many things that girls are like, oh my God, I can't discuss this with anyone, and then they like hold it on until they tell their best friend. They're like, oh my God, me too.
Yeah.
So anyways, this happened. Anyway, the hotel soap, I was on the go for like a month, and everything just was off. And I was like, something is not right. And so I had to go to the gynecologist. And she was like, everything is perfectly fine. You're using a scented soap. And basically, the scented soap threw my pH levels off. And then as soon as I switched back to like a Cetaphil, everything was back to normal. But literally, I did not feel like myself.
So number one, absolutely no.
No scented soap. Right. I mean, at least not for me. Maybe it works for some people.
I think for no one. I think that's a hard, I'm going to say hard no across the board.
Yeah.
So we all agree.
Hard no.
Hard no. Number two is... I like cotton underwear.
Yeah.
I think cotton underwear is great. So yeah. I'm going to go with number two.
Breathable.
Something breathable down there. I think often these pants are really tight, mm-hmm. which I wear. I love a tight pant. So you got to wear a breathable underwear.
You do.
And number three would be, what's that saying? And it's kind of cheesy, but I kind of like it.
I don't know, boo.
It is called... Oh, shit.
What do you
do? Let me think about it.
What do you do in terms of, like, waxing?
I got laser done.
So you got your laser to bikini, but you do have hair. You have vagina hair.
Oh, 100%. But okay. I look like I'm 12, so if I were to shave all that off, I think I would feel like I was 12 as well. And yeah. I definitely, growing up in high school, that shit was gone.
Right.
I did not know what vagina hair was until I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And now I can't imagine not having it.
Yeah. Great.
So there you go.
Cool.
Low.
My turn. All right. I don't think anybody should ever sleep in a thong.
Yeah, no.
I sleep in no underwear. Just
yeah,
like no undies.
Yeah.
Like little shorts or something.
I have to sleep with something down there because I'm afraid a spider is going to crawl up.
No.
It's like an irrational fear of mine that I like.
So I would say sleep with nothing on down there because you can just like oxygenate it and keep it healthy. And... we talked about those probiotics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Femdophilus.
What?
They're like these vagina probiotics.
Yep. You get them in Whole Foods.
You orally take them or you...
You can both. Orally take it or you can pop it in that pussy, baby.
Both.
Yep. We talked about it on the podcast last week.
Yeah. The P squared.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say just like unscented soaps. I like Cetaphil.
Yeah. Cetaphil's great.
Yeah.
Do you wax laser...
I shave, honestly.
You shave.
Because
you shave.
I'm too big of a baby to get waxed.
So
I've tried waxing and it was so painful. I like couldn't.
I feel you the same. My skin.
Oh my God.
My skin is so sensitive that I can't do that because it just like
waxing and
my skin like breaks. Like my skin like breaks apart.
I get sensitive. Ingrowns. Mm. And ingrowns once again lead to picking. And yeah, picking leads bad. To
bad, bad, bad.
A pit bull looks like attacked your vagina.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Jilly, what do you do for your vagina?
I guess I'm really clean. I take probably too many showers. And so I everything's just very, I just keep it clean.
You just like, a lot of showers, a lot of Cetaphil.
But so what do you do about your vagina hair?
Well, so I don't wax because
it hurts
my
you.
Skin is too sensitive. And then I did laser, but that was like years ago. Uh-huh. And I am a little bit afraid to go back because of, and there's like, obviously I haven't really done much research about this, uh-huh. but because it's so close to where your eggs are.
Yeah. You're scared of that.
For like having a baby. Not that I have a, that's like in my immediate future, but it is something that I do think about. And so I would prefer to, you know,
wait, has there been studies on that?
No, I don't think so.
I've not done any research. So that's just,
I'm not a thought process.
It's like spiders crawling up the pussy.
I just have
maybe in the
I
same get thing.
Lasers burning your eggs.
Yeah, yeah. I get things in my head.
Yeah, I get it.
Just that's
wait,
how
one
I,
more
I
thing.
Do.
What about Kegels or Kegels?
Oh yeah,
or,
I
what
do
are
them.
They called?
Yeah, Kegel exercises.
I think I do a lot of squats, and I think working out's really important, and especially for like
strengthens your pelvic floor.
Yeah, which is really important, especially as you get older. So I think the exercise is always great. Greta?
Oh, for my vagine, I also wash with like a Cetaphil. I like to keep my vagina very clean. And if I know that I'm having sex and I sneak away to the bathroom before, I like to give myself a little zhuzh.
Wow, Greta.
Wait, yeah. What do you do?
I just like to go into the bathroom and just like rinse my vagina a little bit. Just because I like to feel really
fresh.
You
know what? My mom has a bidet. Shout out to your mom.
Honestly,
to the mom with the bidet.
Shout out to Mom's Backheart with the bidet.
She loves it. Swears
I
by
love
it.
A bidet.
Built a new house and put it in there.
That's what I'm
like,
about.
Like, whoa.
So I love to wash and keep it clean. I used to get waxed all the time and then I stopped. I really enjoy having vagina hair. It makes me feel like a woman. It makes me feel really feminine. So I do like having that. I do get my bikini lines though. I do get them waxed. I also get my butt waxed. Is that weird?
Some people get their butts bleached.
I get my butt waxed.
Listen, do what you gotta
and,
do.
And, you know.
Have you ever done that? The bleaching?
No, never.
Me neither.
I'd be too scared.
Also, who's
oh, also, you know what? If you do suffer from
and
ingrowns,
who has a butt that's that brown.
Okay, Miss Judgmental over there, tone it down a notch.
I will say, if people suffer from ingrowns,
yeah.
If you get a really gentle exfoliator, that has helped me. What if you gently?
No,
I'm
we're
thinking
all
about
bad.
The brown.
We're all in shock by Lowe's comment. Okay, now
oh
we have to
God.
Move on.
Seriously, like who cares? It's just some skin.
That's true. I think that you know,
it was
think,
a thing for a minute.
I think that there's so much pressure and so much attention on women's like area down there. And it's like, we're all, you know, we're
Look,
all natural
wait, though,
women. We
is,
all have this.
This oh is God, interesting.
Greta,
it's from
do you
the
remember
West.
When we wanted to invent pussy paste?
Yes.
We'll talk about this on another episode.
Yes.
What?
We'll explain.
Also, quite vulgar for you, Lo.
Yeah.
Lo has become a hard listener.
Yeah, she
I would say that last week I was a softer listener. Today, I think I'm more of a softer Lo's listener.
Lo's literally like a long-time listener, first-time caller.
I know, exactly. So just to wrap it up, Anna, you are so great at looking so effortlessly youthful, naturally beautiful. What are your like three beauty tips you would give our listeners?
I think I'm going to have to go over the no picking.
Yes.
I think also a beauty tip is being self-confident.
Yes.
Like even though
That's
it's not something
one.
That you can do, it is definitely something you can do. And the last but not least for me, less is more.
Yes. I agree.
I love those.
And, you know, we like to finish each episode shouting out a woman that we love, our lady lovin'. And Anna, who did you choose?
Okay, so it's so hard because I chose Martha Stewart, but I would actually say that my favorite person in the public eye is Britney Spears. So I'm going to go. Can I do a combo?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, so
great
Martha
combo.
It is a great combo.
So I'm going to go Martha Stewart and Britney Spears because, whoa, those girls have gone through it.
Yes, they have.
And Britney's Instagram is great.
Oh, don't even get me started.
So
I will talk all day about
you
it.
Definitely
it's amazing.
I'll follow that.
Anna, where can all of our amazing listeners find you, follow you? And, oh, yeah, you have a really exciting thing coming out.
I do. So you can find me on Instagram at Anna Speckhart. On Twitter at Anna_Speckhart, I think. Someone stole my name, unfortunately. So Anna Speckhart is not me. And then I also am starting a website called americasweetheart.com, but you can also go to annaspeckhart.com and it will automatically link. However, I have definitely been lollygagging and have kind of been in a little bit of a rut of not doing anything, but I will, I promise.
And Anna, I really liked those three beauty tips that you gave us.
Yeah, they were great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
I think that, yeah, confidence, less is more. And no picking.
And no picking.
Are like three really great things to live by.
Thanks.
Well, you guys, I had a great time lady loving with the three of you, with my three lady loves. And I'm just so happy.
This was so great, Anna.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I'm looking at Anna's Instagram while she's sitting across
the Instagram. Basically, it looks like if I was actually the real lady loving is myself.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Look like a modern day Snow White.
Ugh,
love
the best. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you listen next week. Subscribe, rate us, do all of that fun stuff. You guys are the best. We love it when we hear from you. So if you guys have any suggestions or ideas for future episodes, please go to our website, ladylovin.com.
Or hit us up in our DMs.
We
love that shit.
Or tweet at us. And I hope you guys have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.